the editors at Women's Health decided to do an in-depth study to figure out what guys do when women aren't around.
Okay. Do we need to know this?
I mean, we I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, we're going to know it.
Well, here's some of what they discovered. All right.
Okay.
All right. So first off, and I'll give you a little.
Oh, okay.
If it's something that I do.
Because you're the guy. So
I'm the guy on the show.
Tell us if this is true.
Yep. Things men do when women aren't around. Get naked.
Okay, so you just walk around naked if you're alone? Okay.
I mean, I've said on the show plenty of times, we're kind of a naked household at our house. We don't necessarily worry too much about that. But
now that your daughters are older, though, is it more awkward?
Well,
if
nobody's around, why not let it be free?
But then are you afraid that someone's going to show up and come home at some point?
And that has happened before.
Dad walk around naked.
That has happened before. But I might just
put clothes on.
But it may be like this, the transition from maybe going on a jog to getting in the shower,
right.
And I just get naked and I'm kind of walking around. Maybe I'm drinking some water.
So you disrobe in the laundry room and then walk across the house to the bathroom.
Yeah,
take the shower.
And especially if you get done with the jog, you don't want to get right into the shower afterwards because then you're sweating when you come out of the shower because you haven't let your body temperature regulate. So sometimes you just need to kind of walk around and be free and let it all
interesting
do
theory.
The thing and talk to the dog and say hi to the cat and all that stuff.
All right. So, I would say most normal people though tend to disrobe right there in the bathroom and then immediately get in the shower, right?
Again,
they'll walk across the house.
Men do.
All right.
When women aren't around.
What else?
Get naked. All right. Another, spend a lot of time on the toilet.
Oh, we spend extra long time? Like, all right, now I can, okay. Now you can really dig in. Because
no one's around
to be polite before.
I gotta be honest. No,
I gotta work some stuff out now.
If
now's
no
the
one
time to do it.
Is around to say, hey, I need to use the restroom or I need to go in and do whatever.
You're gonna hang out for
I'm
a
just
while.
Gonna hang out. I'm going to do the crossword puzzle.
Oh, great.
I'm gonna
answer emails.
Answer emails.
Text messages.
Do Wordle.
Check socials.
I'm gonna do all that.
All right. Great.
Get naked, spend a lot of time on the toilet. These are things men do.
We're two for two for so far.
Yep.
According to you.
Eat really weird things.
Okay. All right. Like, what's the weirdest thing that you've had that
so
you would be embarrassed if, like, your wife saw you eat it?
Well, I don't know if she'd ever, at this point, be embarrassed by something I do.
Sure.
But I will find myself, if I'm by myself, a lot of times just picking items and putting them together.
Like, that's rat snacking now. That has a name. And it's trending on TikTok.
Well,
rat snacking.
Well, I've been doing it way before it was trending.
All right.
And so it's like, all right, I'm going to take this cracker, put a little butter on it, maybe some marmalade, and then put a slice of ham on it. Here we go.
Awesome.
Snack. Find a little something in the fridge. Maybe just take a little slice of deli meat, squirt a little something on it, and just eat that direct. Maybe take a pickle.
Interesting.
Take a pickle and wrap it in something up. Put it on a cracker. Yeah.
Wrap a pickle, put it on a cracker.
Yeah, yeah. Just random stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So we're three for three right now. Things guys do when women aren't around. Try out your cosmetic products.
Oh, you get into your wife's makeup stuff?
I've never done that.
Okay.
I will admit, I've never done that.
Listen, her skin always looks so glowy. I just want to try that moisturizer.
But again,
entered your mind.
These are the editors at Women's Health. They did this study, and that was one of the findings. Try out your cosmetic products. I can say, as a guy, I've never done that.
Okay.
Even when you're not around.
Now, you've painted nails that you let your daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
Nails.
I mean, I have
different.
Three daughters, and so obviously, if you're the father of daughters,
but you're not checking out the skincare.
That will happen. No.
Exactly. Okay.
We're just going to do one more. Sing out loud to absurd music.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you walk around, you probably have naked concerts, right?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I've combined one and five
sure.
there, and maybe even one, 3 and 5, getting naked, eating really weird things, and singing out loud.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
What a party.
Yeah, so, you know, singing things, you know, at random things, like, you know, the SZA song, like, I just pooped my pants.
Oh, you change the lyrics.
You know, change the lyrics.
We
or
all do that.
I'm Vanilla Baby.
Yeah,
and
opera version.
Yeah, I'll do more
change
operatic versions of
got it
hip hop songs or pop songs that we play.
We would love to. I bet, you know what? If you do it loud enough, maybe if someone's walking by your house, they could hear it.
Yeah.
That would be magical.
Yeah. So there you go.
Or if someone's delivering a package, they might accidentally see you naked. That's happened before. Mm-hmm. And then maybe hear a nice song.
Yeah, so 4 out of 5, I am...
Wow.
Yep.
All right.
Doing good. Doing good. There you,
you
go.
You know what? Women's health, well done.
Well, and now you know.
Now you know.
Now you know what we do when you're not around.
Now you know.
99.7 DJX. Look at your... camera app real quick, your picture app, and
okay.
See how many
photo gallery
how many pictures do you have in your photo gallery right now? I have 3,327. Why are you laughing?
Because
why?
I have 19,419.
Wow.
How does it keep
so
that much?
So well, I will say that what my phone will do is archive and then kind of take them off the phone, and so they'll archive them into like a Google Photo app, right?
Okay.
So I can get
it does,
them on
does
Google.
That for you? I think I have to like manually do that, and I don't. So that's
at,
why I, that's so I'm here. That's where I'm here. I'm
you're
here
at 19,000.
I'm here at 19,419.
Okay, so Kelly is one extreme.
Yeah.
And
listen, I have a lot of photos, and it's mostly video. It's mostly video of like my kids' sporting events. Like I record the entire game.
So the average person has about 1,600 photos in their phone camera roll.
I am so extra.
You are so...
so extra.
You started laughing, and I thought you were like laughing at how that I had over 3,000.
Nope.
Which
I was laughing, and I was going to dwarf your number.
Yes, 19,000. That's impressive.
I should probably clean some of that up.
Impressive. Well, and then...
I don't even know where to start.
I know.
I can't even start when it's that much.
So, I know. I kind of... You know, you take... Now that everything is digital, you just take a bunch of photos of the same thing, and you just select the best one, but you never go back and delete the ones that you didn't choose.
I do that, but... Okay, so when I'm recording a game, I'm start and stopping every time the whistle blows. So I have a million little clips, and then, you know, I kind of go through them all to find like little highlights and make little videos. That's like how I scrapbook. That's my scrapbook.
Sure.
I'm going to have a million videos of my kids doing all their activities. Same thing for cheer. Like I documented the entire cheer season.
Right.
And now I made like a 12-minute video to play at the banquet, kind of recapping the whole season. It's kind of what I do. It's my love language.
I guess it's kind of lucky because I might have videos to the level that you do, but when my daughters were all, you know, all three of them were dancing an Irish dance, it was against the rules to video them. Because so many schools would like steal other dancers like moves and things like that. So,
well,
we couldn't post it.
We couldn't post it. We could video it. But
no,
we could
you
not
couldn't
post it.
You couldn't even video it. And they would
That's
ask
impressive.
You to leave or they would kick your kid out. And so that
but
it was
what
like,
memories?
Oh my gosh. We got a text from a listener who says 43,969.
Thank you, Brian. Brian's rolling in to make me feel so much better.
He's like, you know what, Kelly? I see your 19,000 and I raise you.
That is a machine.
Jessica rolls in
and
says, that's
amazing.
28,225 photos in my phone.
Thank you, Jessica. Oh, I feel so much better now.
So yeah, again, I feel like I probably would have a lot more like to the level of Brian or Jessica, but my phone, it like archives them and it takes it off of it, with Google Photos. So I have
That would be nice. I think I'm supposed to manually move it over to a place like that or move it to the cloud. I think it's automatically updated to the cloud, but then I feel like once it's in the cloud, it's hard to find.
Rachel's all like, hey, I've got 40,000.
Wow. That's great. That's great. 32,000 for Justin. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Alicia with 27,000 photos. Oh my gosh. And okay, hang on a second. She brings up another one.
Oh.
Unread emails. Oh. 144,982.
Alicia, you win.
That is your unread emails?
Yeah, I've got 8,314.
Okay, I cannot stand that. I can literally not stand it.
But I literally have all these accounts, though. It's the DJX account counts towards that.
I have 31 unread emails, and it drives me insane.
That's it?
It drives me insane that I can't find the 10 unread emails or 10 or 11 unread emails that I have floating in there.
How many accounts is that for you, though? You have more than one account, right?
Yeah.
So that's all of them?
I mean, I have 46,941 emails, but only 31 unread. So.
Oh, you spent some time reading your emails, sir. I can't keep up with all that.
Yeah. Yeah. Rachel, 40,000 like Kelly with a lot of videos of sports picks.
Yes.
Yeah. 37,000 photos from Tammy. We like that. Yep.
Oh my gosh. Gary, 8,000 photos, 87,000 emails.
You all are unhinged.
He doesn't check his emails. If you're sending Gary an email, he's not reading it.
It is the emails. Like, I cannot stand that little indicator that says you've got unread emails.
Well, I know. Listen, it needs a filter to be like, hey, if you haven't opened it up in the last 30 days, I need it to be like a swoop. Find all that for me. Like, AI can do that stuff. Now, I need it to go find all the ones that I'm never going to read. If it's like 30 days or older, get out. I don't need it. But I can't have to go through and individually find all and check the box. I can't.
Oh, my gosh. Tammy, she's been texting us, like, her photos, 37,000. And then her email, unread email. Tammy, you and I could never work. Like, if I saw that level of unhinged.
His anxiety level is off the charts right now looking at
193,541 unread emails.
Oh, my gosh. Christy's even more. Christy, 204,900 emails. 200 unread text messages.
How did this turn into how many photos do you have? Now it's like, tell us your indicator on your.
The gateway.
Yeah, that was the gateway. It really was. All right. Now tell us how many unread texts you have and how many unread emails you have.
67 unread tests for Justin.
You all are literally crazy. Crazy.
You know what they are? They're living life. That's what they're doing. They're living life. They're not a slave to their phone. They're like, I'll get to it at some point. And then they're not going to get to it. But they're living life.
So you yell at me for only reading the headlines of emails.
But that's just because you have to get through all of them. Now I understand. Okay. Like, you don't have time to read the whole thing because you have 42,000 to get through.
That is crazy.
And yeah, because you can't stand the little number.
This was a good exercise.
Was it therapeutic?
I don't know if it was or not.
It's giving you anxiety just seeing all these people living this kind of life with all these numbers.
Oh my God.
Oh, look at Rachel's, all of her red bubbles.
She texted us a screenshot of her apps. And she's got so many red bubbles, it's giving me literal anxiety.
She's got 371 missed calls.
Just clear it. All you have to do is clear that.
Oh.
Okay, anyways. All right. Sorry. This is...
Rachel, I love it.
This is getting offhand. This is a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, this happened to Noelle. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to postpone your employee's vacation because someone else quit, you're doing okay.
Oh.
Now... Let me explain. So there
you say
was
that as if you're the person that did that.
Right.
Wait.
Let me explain. Let me explain. It was because of this. Now listen, this business owner Michael, he's not involved. He shared the messages between the boss Nick and the employee Noelle on his TikTok channel, and that's why it blew up, and that's why everybody knows about this, right? So Nick told Noelle that due to another employee quitting, his vacation. Oh, I guess it's Noel. I guess I was thinking it was Noel. Noel is a dude, right?
Okay.
So his vacation would need to be pushed back a few months. So Noel had already scheduled this vacation. It got approved. It was a trip for his brother's wedding.
Oh, gosh.
And so then the employer or then, you know, came back and the manager came back and said, look, because this other employee quit, you know, all hands on deck, we're going to need you to
miss your brother's wedding.
No, just reschedule your paid time off a few months. While we get this sorted, I appreciate your understanding.
Wow.
So then
that's not the kind of trip that can just be postponed. You can just go take it another time.
Well, yeah. And this was all on text. And Noel texted back and was like, hey, can't reschedule the family trip. It's for my brother's wedding. So there was some more back and forth and everything like that. And Noel basically was like, hey, I am taking screenshots of this text. Uh-huh. I'm sending it to HR. While HR is processing this, I will be on my paid time off, and I am going to be considering what I do next, whether I even return to this company.
Well, and so here's the thing, though. Here are the details. They booked the trip 7 months prior. The flights were paid for. Kids were in the wedding party. I mean, canceling was not an option for this guy.
Beyond that, his vacation was approved.
Exactly.
Like it wasn't even a thing where it was like last minute with where he put the cart before the horse, and it was last minute. It was like, oh, hey, going to need this time off.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, you know, Becca, she quit. So we're going to need to have all hands on deck. It wasn't a case like that. This was already approved. And then the boss is coming in going, yeah, we're going to need to reschedule that time off because of this. And so, you know, basically Noel was like, hey, I'm doing this, and then wound
up. It's a family trip. We haven't been together in years. Haven't had annual leave in 3 years.
Wound up just quitting.
Yeah,
because of it. Yeah, and
1,000%.
Since found a job with higher pay and went on his vacation.
Deuces.
So it worked out for him. But yeah, if you're a boss, manager, etc., within the sound of our voice, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to
cancel your employee's vacation.
Right, vacation that had already been approved.
Wow.
Then you're doing okay.
It's like, hey, sorry, you're going to take the kids to Disney and you got everything paid for and booked. And sorry, you're not going to be able to do that.
So what's craziest request that you've ever received from a boss? All right. Would love to hear your stories about that. 502-795-1997 is our number. Call or text. We'll take your stories on the way. What's the craziest request you ever received from a boss? This employee in Australia goes by the name of Noel. He responded to his boss's request to cancel his vacation because Jenny quit.
Jenny quit.
Yeah.
Thanks. So you got to work, Noel. Sorry.
Yeah.
You gotta
thanks, Jenny.
Your brother's wedding.
Yeah.
All the things you planned 7 months ago. It was approved. Sorry about that, though. You're going to have to change things.
Yeah. Noel actually responded back to his boss, said, I actually don't want to come back to work right now. I'm quite shocked at the email. I'm going to take my leave earlier and we'll start from today while away, I will think about if working with a company that doesn't promote boundaries is a place I really want to work at. Also, I'm sending this
update. Jenny and Noel have quit. We're going to need everybody else.
I know, right?
To work around the clock.
So now Nick is like, all right, hey, now I've got two that are out. We're all hands on deck.
All hands on deck.
All right.
Appreciate your understanding.
Craziest request you ever got from a boss. Brent said, one of the craziest things my boss has done was not want to let me off work for the birth of my daughter.
Oh.
That wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, no, you're not going to miss that event. You don't get that back.
No. Vic texted in and said, had a boss that wanted me to give him answers on a training exam that I had already taken.
OMG. OMG.
That's like, hey, Vic, will you slide... Will you slide the answers on over to me? I just want to make sure that I get this right. This job's real important to me.
Wow. Wow.
Q Keith wrote in, I used to work at a fast food restaurant, and on the receipt, there was a little online survey at the bottom. Manager told me to go through the trash, find receipts that people had thrown out so we could fill them out ourselves so our store would get a better rating. I was a stupid 17-year-old, so of course I did it. We used to give ourselves perfect reviews all the time.
OMG, yeah.
I mean, on the back end of that, if you see that all these surveys are being taken by one, like, phone or whatever, or one, like, IP address, are you going, yep, sounds legit?
Absolutely. Oh, are they digging that much into it, though?
I don't know. That's the question. Yeah, probably not.
Oh, wow.
I got a response from Hillary. Used to work at a restaurant, and the owners were going through a messy divorce. The wife thought her husband was cheating on her, asked the staff to keep tabs on when his car would come in to drop off produce and how long he'd stay before leaving.
Oh, boundaries. That's crossing a line. Like,
hey, that I'm going to need you to be my little private investigators, will you?
Eyes and ears.
Yeah, Hillary said just ignored it and said I was busy. Finally had to tell her she was being crazy when she asked me to drive by certain address to check on her husband to see if he was there after work. That is goodness. Wild.
That's crazy.
Hey, I'm
like,
gonna
go stalk my husband for me.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, ma'am.
Hey, you're that's a great employee. We really appreciate your work here. I'm going to need you to swing by this address here and just see if a white Toyota Corolla is there in the driveway. That'd be great.
Yeah. No, sorry. Sorry, that's not my job description. Jessica said, I once had a boss who wanted her keyboard to have the delete button where the escape button was because she didn't like picking her hand off the mouse to press delete on the keyboard. I told her then she should click the delete button on the email itself. She then asked if I could just pop the keys off the keyboard and switch them.
That's funny.
That's
that's funny. Hey, can you just change my keyboard around? Because that's kind of funny. Chris texted in, when working for a toy store in high school, I was told I had to choose between school sports or work. Okay. You're going to tell that to a high school student. You're going to need to choose. Do you want this job or do you want to play your sports at school?
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, Chris is like, I chose the school sports. Yeah, for sure. Anna said, when I was in college, my old boss expected us to work one volunteer night a week.
Oh, goodness.
So 4 days paid, one day as charity for the company.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, we're helping you be better people.
What?
Also, we're not going to pay you for that day.
That is wild.
Because out of the kindness of your heart.
Oh, out of the kindness of your heart. Yes. We know you just love being here so much.
Right.
You'd choose to be here even if you weren't being paid. So.
Exactly.
So. Anyways. All right. Wow. That's some good stuff there. If you've got one you want to share, you can feel free. 502-795-1997 or at Ben and Kelly Show. You know, finding everlasting love is a difficult thing. That's why we focus on it every single week.
Yeah, we're romantics at heart, and we're just trying to help people connect. If you had an experience and you didn't get a chance to get a name or number, how else do you spend forever together?
Yep. Well, you write a little something up, you send it off into the internet, and we bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist. Missed connections. Shall I?
Sure.
We kissed at the bar, then you ran away.
Oh, no.
Woman for man, age 25.
Okay.
You, 5'8", scruffy, glasses, wearing a blue hoodie outside the bar, and I asked you for a lighter.
Oh.
Me, 5'8", shaven, glasses, wearing a pink hoodie.
Okay, very, very similar.
Shaven?
I'm not asking.
I'm real confused about that. I'm not asking questions.
Not asking.
You lit my cigarette and we talked about our dreams and wishes for the year.
Oh.
I started to cry.
Oh, no.
And you kissed me. Then we started to make out.
Here, stop crying.
After a minute, I felt something warm and realized that you went all over yourself.
Wait, what?
What just happened?
What just happened?
I pushed you away, and that's when you ran, but I wish you had stayed.
Oh, no.
You peed on me, but that's okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I just want to know who you are and feel the warmth of your embrace once more.
Oh, my
The warmth of your embrace.
But maybe this time without the wetness.
Jeez.
Please reply. And when you do, tell me why I started crying so I know it's you. If you remember.
Wow.
Which may not be the case if he was lost control of his functions.
Listen, I'm here to say that sometimes if an accident like that happens with a new woman, it can work out.
Then you don't have to do all the sharing.
You may still be able to get the girl.
We don't have to do all the sharing. I'm sure your wife would say, we don't have to do all the sharing.
All right, it's
Craigslist missed connections.
We are not going to stray too far from that subject.
Oh.
Man for woman. To the beautiful lady who saw me pooping.
Oh, God.
Me. Taking a huge duke in the Pizza Hut bathroom. Come on now. Come on. You, drunk, beautiful, and discovered that I forgot to lock the door in my house.
She went the wrong door.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Look, I know how it must have been awkward for you to see me in that state.
It's awkward for all of us hearing about it.
And especially since it didn't seem to bother me that you walked in.
You hot. Hey there.
We made eye contact for a brief moment. You have the most beautiful brown eyes. No pun intended.
Oh, God.
I said, hey, beautiful lady.
Oh, boy.
Right as you slam the door shut.
Yeah. No, it's exactly what you... It's instinct, right? When you see someone like, oopsies.
And I meant it.
Mm.
Look, everyone poops. And
that is a true statement. We just don't need to see it.
And now that you have seen me...
Oh.
I feel like we have already moved our relationship to a higher level.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. That is a certain level of comfort you've reached already. That's right. Yes.
Right, being able to go with your partner, yes.
Although I don't know if she's comfortable with it.
If you read this and feel the same way I do, please respond. I hope the smell didn't offend you.
Oh, yeah, she's not calling him. Sorry, there is zero hope for these couples.
Whether you had a warm hug outside
a bar. No, P-Boy is not calling her either. No, he's not. He's not.
I'm telling you, P-Boy, sometimes it works out. Sometimes it works out.
Stop sharing. We're going to call you P-Boy next.
Oh, it can be one thing and one thing only, and is...
Craigslist missed connection.
No, we walk away. We walk away.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Candace is reaching out. Hey, guys, not sure how to handle this one. I was gone for about a week. My house sitter threw a party. About 15-ish guests came, all presumably underage, as she is. The house was clean, so I let it go until after about a week, I realized a couple of expensive jackets, like $150 to $200, were missing.
Oh.
Both of the culprits were on camera entering and leaving with them on, but there isn't a great shot of their face. So do I try to handle this with my house sitter, or do I get her parents involved?
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got to say something.
Yeah, well, and if she's got, like, the camera footage, I think we start with the house sitter and say, listen, I don't want to get you in major trouble with your parents, but I know you guys had a party. Thank you for cleaning up. However, I would like my jackets back. So if you could help me hunt down your friends...
Man, that's definitely being cool parent.
Yes, you could try that. And then if she's not going to comply with helping, then we elevate it to the parents.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you do that or do you go straight to the parents?
I don't know. I almost maybe give the parents a heads up and just say, hey.
This is a teaching moment.
So, you know, Kelly watched over our stuff and we've got some.
I would have never.
Home footage. Well, Kelly.
I would have never.
Well, I've got home footage that says you did.
I don't know. Would you go to the house sitter first or did you go straight to the parents?
I would probably go to the house sitter first and just say, hey, there's some stuff that I noticed missing. I don't know, you know, if you know where they went or if you had a few friends over.
If she plays dumb, then you bring out the footage.
then you bring out the footage and maybe get the parents involved then.
Okay.
Maybe you give her an opportunity to fess up.
Come clean.
Yeah.
Give the jackets back.
Yeah.
If she doesn't, plays dumb. I don't know what you mean.
Yeah.
Then that's when we...
That's what... Yeah. I think that's... Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's what we do. So yeah, if you've got a, I guess, some experience with this, something crazy happened with a house sitter, or maybe you were the house sitter and something crazy happened and you could weigh in or give us your story, that'd be a great place to take this. 502-795-1997.
House sitter confession.
Yeah, how did having a house sitter or house sitting yourself kind of go sideways, kind of get crazy? Want to hear your stories? We'll get to those coming up. Yeah, Candace had a teenage house sitter take care of her pets, watch the house for a week. Now she's faced with kind of an awkward confrontation when some expensive jackets turned up missing. Kind of wondering, like, what's the first approach that she does? And you know, we were like, hey, you know what? Let's maybe give her an opportunity to come clean. And then if she continues to deny, then get the parents involved. But how did having a house sitter yourself... Or
how were you a house sitter?
Yeah, and something went a bit astray and crazy. Like, for example, I said that my friend and I, we house sat at the team doctor's house and drank some very expensive beer, played pool in his house. I think he would have been all right if we would have just played pool, but it was like rummaging through his wine cellar type of stuff.
Yeah, that was where getting into some of that started to go south. For sure.
Yeah. Got another message from a listener. I usually make sure I take my own pillow with me for overnights. One time I didn't take all of the owner's pillows off the bed, just moved them aside. I woke up using their fancy pillow with their super nice white pillowcase.
Uh-oh.
I guess I had pulled it over to me while I was sleeping. It was, of course, green from my hair dye.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I messaged the owner asking for instructions on how I could wash it to try to get it out and offered to refund her the cost of a new pillowcase if needed. Wasn't able to get the stain out, but she was really nice about it. Yeah, I mean, pillowcases, how expensive could a pillowcase be, like, to actually replace it?
Well, that depends.
Really?
They're fancy and designer.
You mean they come in places other than Target?
Pottery Barn.
Oh.
Next level.
Okay.
Absolutely. Another one. My house sitter did not realize that her SUV wouldn't fit in my garage and slammed into the wall.
Oh.
More damage to her car than our wall, though. Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yikes.
Another listener. I brought my dog to house sit who ended up tearing apart the person's couch.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to pay for a new one.
Oh, no.
A new dog or a new couch?
New couch. That is not cheap.
Man. I guess that reminds me of the time I house sat a neighbor and they had a 5-speed Honda that I was really excited because I had just learned how to drive a Honda or drive a 5-speed.
Uh-huh.
And I decided to take their car out for a drive.
Oh my gosh, Ben.
I forgot about that.
You were not a great house sitter.
I forgot about that.
Turns out you were not. Oh my gosh. Another one. First, I dropped a glass pitcher in the sink while I was washing it. It shattered.
Oh.
I found the exact same one on Amazon, replaced it. They were none the wiser.
Oh.
Then at a different place, I broke a tea kettle.
Oh.
It was a discontinued model. So I looked online, found one that was pretty similar, replaced it with that.
Oh my gosh.
Of course, because it was different, I told them about it. I need to just stop touching breakable things, LOL.
Man, I'll tell you what, though. Amazon comes to the rescue on there.
Yeah, buddy. And sometimes maybe eBay for the discontinued ones.
All right, one final one. In house-sitting horror stories, one time I was adjusting a curtain and the screws holding the rod came right out of the wall.
Oh.
Messaged the client with pictures and she just said she would call the landlord. Oh, all right.
Well, that's not bad.
That's not too bad. All right, good stuff. I don't know if we're helping Candace or not.
Well, you go through the comments on Facebook, and there's a lot of people talking about, like,
getting the parents
involving
involved.
The parents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah, I mean,
from the get-go, not even giving her a chance to make it right herself.
Yeah, I mean, we said maybe first try going through the teenager and just saying, give her an opportunity to make it right herself.
Right.
And
but
then
everybody
and
maybe, in the comments is like, nope, go straight to the parents. I'd be mad.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe you still go to the parents after you go to the kid, but whatever.
Just so that she doesn't do that again if she's going to continue her house-sitting career.
There you go. That is group therapy. 99.7 DJX. What hobby would make someone undateable in your opinion? What would someone who obsessively have to do to make it like a, nah, you know what? That's not a green flag. That's a red flag.
It's a no-fly zone for me now.
No-fly zone for me. Now, for you, Kelly, you said...
dipping tobacco. I don't think I would want to kiss that.
Yeah, okay.
So that would be like probably a deal-breaker when it comes to dating. For me, back in the day.
I get it. Yeah. I mean, that was something that, you know, I played baseball and that was like part of the culture. So I did that a little bit, but then realized I hated it. And
yeah, disgusting you. I know a lot of people do it.
I know, but listen. And this is just how I guess, I don't know, immature I was. I was like, you know, everybody on the team is doing it. I should just do it. I was very, susceptible to peer pressure back then.
I was going to say, did your mom say, if everybody decided to jump off a bridge, would you do it too?
I don't know if my mom knew. That one? Yeah, I don't know if my mom knew, but, oh, wow. But yeah, I tried and it made me barf a couple times.
Yeah.
And then I tried several times. I was man.
You still went back in there and tried it out?
I'm like, come on.
I'm going to puke my way through this. It's going to be great.
And then, finally I was like, you know what? Sunflower seeds are the better option. So
there you go.
Just decided to do the sunflower seeds. I think for me especially was it was smoking.
Yeah.
But you know, is that a hobby or is that
it's a habit.
A habit, yeah. So it's not necessarily a hobby.
No, but it kind of falls in the same vein because they do it a lot.
Yeah. So this was asked on Reddit and pranking people, like mean-spirited pranks. Surprisingly was one of the top ones.
Oh, wow.
Where it's like, well, you know.
Yeah, there is a difference between like mean-spirited pranking and just somebody that likes to play jokes all the time.
I got your car stolen.
Yeah, that's not a good one. Can't. That's not a good joke. That's not a good joke.
Hey, look, I got into your account and you're broke. You're broke. It's just hysterical.
That's just stealing. So, wow. Yeah, no.
Being obsessed with celebrity culture. Like worshiping celebrities. That was another top one.
Oh, that's a deal breaker for some?
Yeah. Right. Where it was like, hey, that hobby of just obsessing over celebrities and things like that.
Yeah. If it takes up a lot of time and then that takes up a lot of your conversation, I can see that.
I mean, I would say probably obsessing over just about anything that's not related to maybe your passion, your work, or, you know, what you do could be viewed as kind of a red flag sort of
thing.
But
then obsessing over work also isn't the greatest of things too if you can't draw any boundaries.
True. True. And then, you know what was funny? People who have zero hobbies. That was also on there.
Oh, you got to have some interest.
Like, yeah, exactly. If you're looking at and you're like checking out someone and going, hey, you know what? Maybe we're what do you like to do in your off time? Nothing.
Nothing. That's not a great answer.
No, I mean like.
When you're trying to get to know someone.
You know. What do you like to do other than just get up, eat, go to work?
I do nothing. I like to sit and do nothing.
Nothing.
Like not a thing.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I guess I could see that as a red flag. Yeah. So anyways, gambling. Yes. That was being a social media influencer was on the list. Like if you're obsessed about doing that.
Well, especially if you don't have a ton of followers and if your dream is to be a social media influencer and then just never really takes off.
Listen, how are you going to build your following if you don't start at the bottom?
That is true. That is true. You just got to find your niche.
Yeah, find your niche.
Find your audience.
I remember one of my wife's ex-boyfriends had he wasn't really trying to become a social influencer, but he was trying to be like viral on YouTube by doing.
He just wanted to have a moment.
Doing like jokey, pranky sort of things.
One of these is going to hit.
Yeah, exactly.
One of these.
It was one of those things where it's like, buddy, maybe
This is going to be the one.
Maybe.
This is going to be the one.
I don't want to say give up on your dreams, but maybe this ain't the thing. This ain't the thing.
Wow.
Anyways, we'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly. What weird cheap meal did you love as a kid? Then only when you were an adult, you were like, oh, all right.
That's a lot.
Mine was probably butter sandwiches.
Butter sandwiches, just nothing but butter on bread?
Yeah. And then you fold it over. It hit just right.
Or it could just be like toast.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't toast it though.
Oh.
But yes, it is like toast, but untoasted bread. Sorry, do you want me to give you the recipe?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Break down the recipe for me. I'm writing it down.
All right. Take a slice of bread.
I'm skipping the step of putting it in the toaster.
Do not put it in the toaster.
Okay.
Spread butter on it.
Yeah.
And the butter will spread because you don't have it in the fridge.
Oh, because you have it on the counter.
Right.
Oh, that's where we differ.
And then you just fold it over.
And then just eat it.
And you eat it. Yep. Butter sandwich.
Is that filling?
That was my thing. It was delicious.
Delicious.
And okay. Filling.
All right. See, I need to toast my bread, put the butter on, and then do a little cinnamon sugar.
Well, you could probably do cinnamon sugar on the butter sandwich. Mm, you really wanted to.
I think it's going to not taste the same.
Well, it's not going to have the toast.
Yeah, I need it toasted.
Okay.
Well, I also like the crunch of the toast.
Again, you don't know because you haven't tried.
Okay.
Elena says noodles with soy sauce and Parmesan cheese.
Oh, wow.
Sounds weird, but so good. Noodles and soy sauce.
Wow.
You know what? Yeah, okay.
You can see that?
I could see that. We would also do noodles and butter and then Parmesan cheese, too.
You're a big fan of butter. That was a big part of your life.
Butter was a big part of my life.
Well, Emma's right there with you. She had butter sandwiches, too.
Yeah, see, butter sandwiches, those hit. Those hit just right.
Okay.
Eggo waffles with melted sharp cheddar cheese.
Sharp cheddar cheese on Eggos.
I could see that.
Interesting.
That has like
as long as it's not the blueberry or the strawberry.
Well, Eggos, even if it was the blueberry or strawberry, doesn't that have kind of the, what do you call it? The McGriddle sort of vibe to it?
Maybe.
I could see that.
Maybe.
Another ketchup sandwiches. Just ketchup.
Ketchup sandwiches.
Just ketchup and white bread.
I feel like there's something missing. That can't fill you up for very long, right?
Bread will fill you up. Bread is a filling thing, so.
But how long, though?
I love the condiment sandwiches that you guys are rolling in with.
And like, the fact that you're calling it a sandwich.
No. Well,
there's really nothing
in
BG.
When you fold it over, you got the butter there in the middle.
Alice says, my dad grew up eating syrup butter and peanut butter mixed together as a snack.
Oh, okay.
Syrup butter.
My father-in-law, he did Karo syrup on... on like pancakes or like to for any sort of like sweet
instead of maple syrup
because maple syrup was too expensive.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's just the Karo syrup.
Have any sort of taste?
It's sweet.
It is sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never had just like spoonful of it. I've cooked with it.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't like taken.
Yeah. It's sugar basically. Okay. Yeah. It's sugar.
Oh well, Scarlett says beanie weenies.
Mm-hmm.
Melanie Dorito sandwiches.
Oh, you know what?
I might do that because the crunch. I like the crunch. Dorito sandwiches.
You know what? And when you're feeling especially sassy, you do the Cool Ranch Dorito.
Oh, yeah.
For an extra flavor, you put the Doritos down. You put that between.
Are we mixing the Dorito flavors?
No.
Are we sticking with one?
No, absolutely not. But you're not folding over on that one.
Oh, you're not?
You got to have white bread. You cannot have wheat bread.
Not for the
sourdough or anything. Because you got to have this spongy white bread.
Okay.
For the Dorito sandwich.
For the grip?
Yeah, for the grip to grip the chips.
This is so odd. Jim, the school bus driver, he said, yeah, my elementary school best friend had butter sandwiches every day for lunch.
Yeah,
day.
Yeah, butter sandwiches.
Interesting.
I'm telling you, Kelly, you need to try it. It'll hit different.
Did you ever step into the world of peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But still, butter was your jam. Just that's all I need.
Butter sandwich.
They're calling it a sandwich. Yes. I just love that you're sticking with calling it a sandwich.
Yes, because it is, Kelly.
It's basically just butter bread.
Because it is.
Okay.
These are the weird and cheap meals that you loved as a kid.
Ooh, peanut butter and marshmallow fluff.
Oh, well, yeah, that's wow. I mean, you got to be rich to get the marshmallow fluff.
But that is bougie.
But if you are, you know, an EastEnder or whatever. And
right. You can live that life.
You can live that
Enjoy
life.
It.
That peanut butter and marshmallow fluff is delish.
So judgy.
Putting
cut what about up Nutella. I mean, if you're going name brand versus like the store brand hazelnut spread.
Yeah, the chocolate hazelnut spread
is going to be better in my mind anytime. But you know, a lot of times those are sold out because that's what people buy first, and then Nutella's left. Like, all right, fine. I'll splurge for the big tub of Nutella.
This is interesting. Coffee and crackers.
Coffee and crackers?
You take a plate, line it with saltines, pour over coffee until they're softened, then spread some sugar to taste, eat it with ham.
What kind of recipe is that?
Wow. What is that? It's like a poor man's country ham biscuits and red eye gravy.
Wow. Wow.
Get out of here with that.
That's crazy.
Okay. I mean, hey, you know what? I'd try it.
Are you taking notes?
I'm taking notes.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got ketchup sandwiches.
Yep. Butter sandwiches.
Butter sandwiches. All right. I came to the table with that.
Sure.
Eggo waffles and sharp cheddar cheese.
Okay.
What else? The noodles with soy sauce.
Yes. And Parmesan cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Toast, right. Butter, cinnamon, sugar powder. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do, Brittany.
Yeah, I was going to say that's Kelly's jam. But again, that's assuming you're rich enough to have a toaster.
Right. Rich people have toasters.
Again, East End meals right there.
Right.
You East Enders get to have the toast.
Do people in Shively eat banana and mayonnaise? Are we breaking it down by the sections of the area? Yeah.
Banana and mayonnaise interesting one.
Yeah.
All right. That was a text. All right. Well, hey, thank you for the suggestions. We could literally.
Saltines, cheese, and pepperoni. This could just go on all day.
Well, saltines, cheese, and pepperoni, that's like the poor man's charcuterie board.
Is this like girl dinner? Didn't we?
It is kind of like.
Did we break all this down? Is this being girl dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Braunschweiger sandwich. My wife had that.
What is
up.
That?
That's like liver paste.
Talk about bougie East End.
No. Liver paste ain't expensive.
It's not?
No, that's cheap.
Oh, it just has a fancy name, I guess.
Yeah.
Got thrown off by the fancy name.
Yeah, you did. All right. Hey, thank you for the messages on that. The weird, cheap meals that you loved as a kid.
Keep them coming because Ben's writing them all down.
I'm writing them all down because I need ideas. You can DM us at Ben and Kelly Show on social media. Carrie sent us this.
Yep. Hey, Ben and Kelly, my husband and I are split on this. Thought I'd reach out to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
My 19-year-old daughter is coming to visit for spring break in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this is a rite of passage for college kids. I'm glad she's coming to stay with me instead of heading to some tropical location with half-naked guys and beer bongs.
Okay.
My problem is she's bringing her new boyfriend, and we have only one guest room, her old room.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll be okay to sleep in her old room. My husband thinks we need to have him sleep on the couch in the family room. What do you guys think? Do I let them sleep in the same room?
Oh, well, I mean, what's the rite of passage? Is she talking about the rite of passage, doing it in your parents' room or
no,
house for the very first time?
I don't
time?
Think so. No, sir. No.
Is that the rite of passage she's talking about?
She just wants to make sure he has a comfortable place to stay, and maybe she's thinking the couch isn't the most comfy. But I would feel this. I feel the same way as a dad, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, respectfully, let's sleep in separate rooms when they're in mom and dad's house.
I wonder if that's been approached, you know, I mean, obviously, you know your daughter way more than we do. So, you know, you can say or know what she's, you know, maybe she's already, you know, approached the subject and like, hey, going to be bringing him, you know.
Let's be respectful.
I don't know. I don't know how you've approached it. Maybe you know your daughter. And so you can say, look, no hanky panky while we're here. And, you know, she'll respect that.
Do you think they're going to respect that, though?
I mean, if you're trying to make a good impression on your significant other's parents, I mean, the last thing you're going to want to do is do that, right? What do you mean, well?
Well,
have you done that?
No, sir.
Okay.
But I don't know. Yeah.
See, you know what? Bethany, she texts in and says, even if they sleep separate, they're going to sneak into her room as soon as the parents are asleep.
Well,
no way around it.
But okay.
No way around it.
All right.
Nature's going to call. Nature.
Nature is
Nature's going to call.
Yeah. I would say sleep on the couch. Have them sleep on the couch. I just wouldn't. I don't know.
I remember going on vacation with my now wife's family for the very first time. And we slept in the same room, but different. They had different beds.
Okay.
And so
and how old were you?
I was 21, maybe. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think I was 21. So a little bit older than that, but I remember that we would sleep in the same bed, but then in the morning we'd roll into our own beds. So you know, it
just in case mom
popped in,
pokes her head in and say, "Hey, rise and shine, honeys."
Right, exactly. Amy checks in and says, "I understand how dad feels, but they're already together at college."
Well,
you know. I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We don't know. I think it's just a respect thing, though.
All right. Well, again, you know your daughter more better than we do, so you can have the conversation. You know, maybe it's you get on board for this first time with your husband and say, hey, you know, maybe this first time we try to keep you all separate.
Yes.
But you know, it's not the 1950s anymore, Kelly.
Okay, great.
I mean,
but I
nature's
going
to call.
We try to help them make good choices.
Right, of course. Of course.
Yes.
I mean, I know.
Invite them to make bad choices.
Listen, I know that I've got 19-year-old daughters, and if they brought home a boy, I would probably be hesitant to allow them to sleep in the same room.
Okay,
At the same time, I also understand how 19-year-olds are.
But what would you, but you would say, let's sleep in separate rooms, separate spaces, right? That's what you would say.
I would think that. I don't know how I would act on that because it hasn't happened yet. So,
well, you better figure it out just in case. Just in case you're.
What started off as Carrie, our listener, excited that her daughter's coming home for spring break, bringing her new boyfriend, and wondering where she should sleep with him. Husband says boyfriend goes on the couch. Carrie's,
she stays in her own room.
Carrie's like, well, they could probably stay in her old room, which is now the guest room. So, there are a couple people that are checking in. Leslie, hey, if they're going to do it, they're going to do it. Parents aren't going to be with them 100% of the time. Plus, they're adults, so return the respect to your daughter in her choices. And then Beth was like, hey, ask the daughter. She may have already decided what to do. Maybe she would be embarrassed to be in the same room with the boyfriend at her parents' house.
I mean, that's the way that I would approach it. I would be like, yeah, no, I don't. That's just, that feels like weird. Let's just sleep in separate spaces while we're with my parents at their house.
What crazy thing happened when you met your significant other's parents for the first time? Leslie checks back in and says it was Christmas Eve. Was at my parents, left to go to my house. He was at his parents for Christmas Eve, invited me over. It was on the way home for me. It was very late. His parents were already in bed when I got there. We watched a movie, fell asleep, wound up having Christmas breakfast with the family the next morning.
Hi, everybody. Nice to meet you.
Hey, my name's Leslie. Hi there.
And they're married now with a one-year-old, so that worked out.
Dave checked in, not the very first time, but it was early on in my ex's relationship. Went over to her house to eat dinner. Her mom cooked some kind of awful soup that really wasn't into, but ate as much of it anyways to be nice.
Oh, gosh.
Still had some left over. The mom asked why I didn't eat it all. I lied, said I had a little to eat earlier and was full. Cue about 10 minutes. Someone brought out Oreos. I was eating a few.
Oh, no.
My ex's mom grabs the little box of Oreos and basically throws them in my face and says, oh, you're hungry enough for Oreos, but obviously too full for my soup.
Oh, no.
I tried to play it off, but let's just say it became very awkward after that.
That is aggressive.
Wow,
that's really aggressive.
That is.
On mom's part. Come on now. Don't be confrontational about how much people eat at your house.
Chip said, we had driven up to Chicago where my girlfriend's parents lived to visit for a weekend. Mom said to her just before we took off, just swing by the office, her parents are dentists, so you can get a cleaning while you're up here. I will also schedule a chair for Chris as well. So my first meeting with her parents involved her mom cleaning my teeth while asking me questions. Have to admit, it was nice.
that was great.
You know what? Not bad.
That's not bad.
You know, being the son of a dentist, I do. Yep. I
can appreciate that.
I can appreciate that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chip said, my dad met my girlfriend for the very first time wearing nothing but his whitey tighties.
Oh.
When he walked over and shook hands, I wanted to die.
Oh, you know what? That I can relate to that one in respect to my roommate and her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I gave them 2 hours warning that my parents were coming to the apartment.
Yeah.
They came out. She was wearing a t-shirt and underwear. He was just wearing his tidy whiteys. Oh, and that's how they met my parents. Thank goodness I wasn't dating them.
That is funny.
So awkward. I was still like, are you kidding me right now?
Last one. Let's get to Quinn. First time I met my then girlfriend's parents. It was kind of a spur of the moment after a movie matinee. Ate my share of popcorn at the movie. Love that stuff. But man, it makes me poop cannonballs.
What? What? Oh, that's a lot of information. That's deep sharing.
We got to her house, said hello, were sitting down to dinner when I got the deep down rumble and excused myself.
No.
Took a dump that would have suffocated Harambe. Couldn't find a plunger. Had to walk back into the dining room and ask where it was. Her mom was appalled, but I think the dad was proud.
Oh, my gosh.
However, we broke up shortly after that.
Yeah, I don't know how the relationship survives that one.
Oh, shoot.
It either solidifies it like you're in the family or not coming back.
Oh, my gosh. Too much. I love that. All right.
That was very descriptive. Thank you for saying all of that.
Thank you for painting a picture with your words.
Uh-huh.
All right. There you go. That is diving into the DMs there on 99.7DJX. So, you know, we've all gotten into our car before, right? Closed the door and just screamed.
I don't think I've done that.
You've never, like, just gotten in your car where you're just alone and just let it out?
No, I've screamed into a pillow before.
Well, here's the thing. Little kids don't have a car to do that, right?
Okay.
But they do have a bathroom. So last week, this video went viral of a little girl cursing up a storm in the bathroom at a daycare. Now it was...
Cursing a daycare?
Well, no, but it was encouraged by the teacher. Yeah. They were like, hey, you know, go into the bathroom, get it out. Type of thing. So then, since then, this inspired other parents to just kind of start this bad word bathroom challenge where they're letting their kids go in the bathroom, just let it out. Listen, I understand you're in a bad mood. Go into the bathroom, get rid of it. All right. But when you come out, we're going to be good, right?
I'm not sure about this trend.
So. It's also amazing to find out how many bad words these kids know.
Yeah.
But across the board, apparently the F word is their favorite.
Oh, great. That's fantastic for kids to know.
I'm going to play. It's just a word.
I'm
going to play some audio. We're bleeping in the right spots. So, you know, but it is cute hearing their sweet little voices.
Oh, my God.
This is the new rule, so I'll let you say bad words, but only in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So get them out now while you can. Mm-hmm.
That sweet little voice.
Oh, when then the filth that's about to spew out of it.
Okay, and I'll be back.
All right, and so she leaves her phone, you know, camera running.
Sticking my ass. Hi, guys.
What?
I don't even know. I don't even know what she said, but it's not good.
Right, just these little sweet, sweet little voices.
Oh my gosh.
Dropping swear words in the bad word bathroom challenge. Another one.
Don't say bad words because you get in trouble and that's bad. Okay. So that doesn't happen again. Mommy gonna let you say all the curse words you want just this one time. You can get it out your system.
Yeah, so maybe the mom caught her daughter saying something that was inappropriate. And so she was like, listen, that's not a word we say. However, if you want to get it out of your system, go into the bathroom and do it.
And after that, don't ever say it again, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they're gonna say it again.
Here she goes. The F word. Wow. Just drops it right away.
I don't mean you.
You got them all out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got
thanks.
Them all out? Yeah.
That was fun.
These sweet, sweet kids.
Oh,
the videos.
My gosh.
These little kids are so cute.
Oh, my God.
And they're
like,
just
where are
dropping
they hearing
these bombs.
Those words because they sound little.
Yeah.
These kids sound very young.
I mean, maybe they're like
that kind of vocabulary.
3, 4 years old,
oh my
something
gosh.
Like that. I don't know, something like that. But.
Wow.
We have, I remember my wife and I, we did ask, I think we've asked all three of our girls at one point, all right, tell us the worst word you know.
Oh, gosh.
You know, and
were they honest?
Just to hear what they would say. I want to say that Isabella and Sophia, those are my twins. They said something like stupid or something like that.
And as a parent, doesn't that make your heart sing? Like, thank you.
Thank
goodness.
And
I think we're doing
Zoe,
right.
I want to say, didn't want to say it because she knew some stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like it's always kids that have older siblings that are more advanced with their vocabulary younger.
Well, and I'm not going to sit here and preach from the pulpit and say that we're completely G-rated around the house. You know, I'm sure they've heard things around like that my wife and I have said just the other day. I come home from work, I say something that's a little risque to my wife.
A little risque?
And she gives me a look. And I turn around and Zoe is sitting on the sink in the bathroom,
oh,
like,
gosh.
like doing her face,
oh, no.
Or something like that. And Zoe just kind of leans back and goes, I heard that.
Oh, no. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Oh, that is kidding.
I wasn't kidding, but yeah. I mean,
okay.
It was right. Just the, so yeah, I
see,
mean.
It's mostly like when we're watching some sort of movie or something and maybe we forgot what kind of language, like I'll say Mean Girls for the first time watching it with Ava.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd never seen it before.
Right.
And I didn't know how much language there was
yeah.
for her age.
All right.
Like, it should have been a little older, but I was like, oh, language, don't say that. Every time that comes up, I was like, oh, don't say that either. Nope, words. Oh, God, nope. We don't say that either. They don't hear it out of our mouth.
We're going to tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see these sweet, sweet kids just with filthy,
precious,
filthy language.
Precious cherubs just cussing
it's
like
so
sailors.
So great. I love it.
Oh, wow.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
Imagine sending an all-staff email telling everyone you're getting ready to go number two.
Why would you do that?
What's the most embarrassing typo you've ever made?
Okay.
This is a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without saying you're closed because of unforeseen circumcisions, then
oh.
you're doing okay.
Oh, that's different. I think they meant circumstances.
I mean, you
but that
think.
That is different.
You think.
That is different, though.
Yeah.
That's why we proofread.
Yeah, this Pizza Hut up in Canada had to put up a sign to announce that they were only open for takeout and delivery. And it had, because due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening. Sorry for the inconvenience.
We've got a lot of procedures that we've got to knock out here.
Yeah.
And they didn't have space at the hospital.
Obviously,
apparently.
Dinner has been cut short.
Cut short.
Or they're making staffing cuts. Local hospital jumped in on social media
oh,
and
no.
said that they could handle the circumcisions
See?
For them.
All right. right. Well, that was nice.
Yeah.
So we should probably do that there.
Pizza Hut went back and kind of apologized, confirmed that it was an autocorrect issue.
Oh, dang it, and, autocorrect.
Yeah, and they put up a new sign emphasizing circumstances.
Yeah. Yeah. We knew that's what you meant, but it's still funny to see it in a sign.
But did we? But did we actually know what they meant?
We did. It's typically not on the menu at Pizza Hut.
So would love to hear, what's the most embarrassing typo you've ever sent? Either in an email, all staff email, in a text message. I know, you know, we always like to bring up the fact that I texted you, I love you.
It was really sweet.
It was sweet. It was sweet. It was kind of out of the blue.
It was a little random.
And
I was taken aback.
And you, Kelly was taken aback.
I love you too.
Don't know how to respond.
Is this where we're at now at this point in our relationship?
It was meant for my wife.
Yes.
But yes, it was obviously an errant text. Not to say that I don't, Kelly, but it was just one of those text messages that were mistaken. So yeah, would love to hear your story, the most embarrassing typo. And yes, there is an actual message from Tony who did send an all staff email referring to what I said at the beginning that I'll explain coming up, plus more of your stories. The dining room will be closed. Sorry for the inconvenience due to an unforeseen circumcision.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah, that was a sign there at a Pizza Hut in Canada. Unfortunate typo. So we asked, what are some of the more embarrassing typos that you've ever sent? From Tony, I once sent an all-staff email about being on vacation and that if there was anything last minute they needed me to record, that I would be dropping in on Saturday for a quick shift.
Oh, no.
The problem is forgot the F shift.
Oh, no, no.
And within minutes, I had coworkers blowing up my email.
And that's the kind they're never going to forget.
No,
they will never.
Never.
Let him live that
down. Never.
That will follow him forever.
Another text. If you have a moment, can you stop by my office for a quick sex?
That's
nice. Thank you.
All right. That's fun.
That was a text sent to another employee.
Oh, gosh.
Whoops.
Oh. You got to be careful
with that. I was
going to
say, yes, that could get you in HR.
Yes, it could.
Oh, my gosh. Got one. A text sent to her boss, Butch's boss. Bitch is out.
Oh, no.
If you need anything, I'm here to help.
Nope, not that Butch.
Switch.
It's Butch.
Butch. Not the other one.
No.
Robert texted, I love you, Abby, instead of I love you, baby, to someone not named Abby. The kicker is she was jealous of an Abby I had hooked up with before we started dating.
Oh, gosh.
That
is backstory. Oh, that was unintended backstory.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
Here's another one. Listener sent in. I accidentally texted my boss, love you, instead of thank you, after she approved my vacation time.
Yeah.
Needless to say, it was an awkward conversation the next day.
Sure.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That is always awkward.
Another text. Okay, boo. When I meant to put okay, bye. In a text to a male coworker.
Oh, boy. I was like, oh, did our relationship just get elevated?
Oh, my gosh. We got a message from a listener. I was in a group chat with 30 brand new coworkers.
Oh, gosh.
Autocorrect turned, I might be late.
No.
I might be late to, I might be lesbian.
Oh, my God.
Didn't even realize it until days later.
That is not anywhere near the same word.
What a way to come out. Oh, jeez. They're like, all right.
Thank you for sharing.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Good luck on your journey.
Yes. Good luck on your journey. That's too much. Oh, shoot. All right. Let's end it there. If you've got anything you'd like to contribute, you can. 502-795-1997.
Oh.
Birthday, buddy.